Thompson, your country financial representative located on the square in West Salem. Carbondale police are investigating a homicide that took place early Saturday morning. Police responded to a shooting around 2:41 a.m. around the 700 block of East College Street. When officers arrived, they found one individual with a fatal gunshot wound, according to police. Officials described the suspect as a heavy-set black male with a beard, wearing a black hooded sweatshirt and a hat. The victim is not being identified at this time. Anyone with information regarding the case is encouraged to contact the City of Carbondale Police Department at 618-457-3200 or Crime Stoppers at 618-549-COPS. That's 618-549-2677.
The Fairfield Mules are back in action every week, and head football coach Justin Townsend joins me, Bruce Dickey, every Saturday morning on WFIW-FM 104.9 at 9 a.m. We'll hash out the previous night's contest and look at the scouting report for next week's opponent. Sponsored in part by the Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Rush Appliance and Furniture, Fairfield Subway, and Le Mans Yamaha, Honda, Kawasaki, Suzuki, Kubota, and Exmark. It's this Saturday at 9 a.m. on WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWradio.com. The sports voice of Southern Illinois. Crunch time is here. Listen this Friday night as the Fairfield Mules head to Saline County to take on the always tough El Dorado Eagles in Black Diamond Conference play. Join me, Bruce Dickey, along with Marty David as our coverage begins at 6:45 with the Rush Appliance pregame show on WFIW-FM 104.9 or listen online at WFIWradio.com. Plus, live and archived games are available on NetworkOneSports.com. For exciting high school football, you're listening to the sports voice of Southern Illinois.
Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White announced that all offices and driver service facilities open Monday to Friday will be closed on Monday, October 9th, while facilities open Tuesday to Saturday were closed Saturday, October 7th, in observance of Columbus Day. All office and facilities will be open for business Tuesday, October 10th. Individuals can visit the Secretary of State's website at www.cyberdriveillinois.com to locate the nearest driver services facility and the hours of operation. In addition, drivers can change an address, register to become an organ and tissue donor, or renew license plate stickers online. Fairfield Public Golf Course, NFP, will host its benefit auction Saturday, October 14th at the Fairfield Elks Lodge, beginning at 6 p.m., featuring items and services donated by local businesses and individuals. There will be a $10 cover charge at the door. Finger food, drinks, and dinner music will kick off the silent auction at 6 p.m. The live auction will begin at 7 o'clock with Barclay Barnard of Barnard Auction Services on the mic. The wide variety of items for auction and door prizes includes an original watercolor painting of the Island Green by Spencer Meagher, a new individual or family membership, 2016-17 undefeated Fairfield Colts Boys State Champs autographed basketball, sports memorabilia, merchandise services, and gift certificates. The event is open to the public, everyone is welcome, and you don't have to play golf to participate. The golf course is accepting auction items and door prizes of all types, and individuals and businesses are welcome to donate. To arrange for your item or service to be included, please contact the golf course at 847-7222. Frontier Community College is holding a fundraising event to help aid victims of the recent hurricanes in Puerto Rico. There are 10 FCC students whose homes are in Puerto Rico. FCC hopes to show their love and support for them and all of their families during the recovery effort. Rockin' for Puerto Rico will be held Thursday, October 19th from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the Bobcat Den and adjacent parking lot. There will be live music by Tom Baker's Mardi Gras Brass, playing a combination of Latin, jazz, Dixieland, and more. There will also be food for sale or donations and entertainment of dance contests, karaoke, games, and more. All proceeds will go to World Vision or Samaritan Purse for hurricane relief efforts to Puerto Rico. Cost is by donation. For more information, call Frontier Community College at 842-3711. Fairfield City Police report the arrest early Friday morning of 46-year-old Robert J. Kravick of Fairfield on a charge of violating an order of protection. Kravick was booked into the Wayne County Jail at 1:39 Friday morning, where he will remain pending the setting of bond by a judge. Tony W. Statton, 52, of Jeff, was arrested late Wednesday night by Wayne County Sheriff's Police on a charge of domestic battery. Statton was picked up by a sheriff's deputy for Fairfield City Police. Bond is to be set by a judge. Christopher Philip Sturgill, 29, of Carmi, has been arrested by Carmi City Police on a failure to appear warrant for domestic battery. Bond was $275. And 41-year-old Melissa D. Nelson of Wayne City was injured Wednesday afternoon in a single vehicle on Route 242 south of Wayne City. Nelson was driving a 2007 Chevy HHR northbound on Route 242 when she came upon a dually pickup truck in the middle of the road. Nelson swerved to avoid a collision and ran off the road and overturned once. Miss Nelson was injured and told she would seek medical attention in Mount Vernon on her own. The crash was reported at 4:50 p.m. Wednesday.
Make sure to listen every weekday morning at 10:20 for the Swap Shop on WFIW AM 1390. If you want to sell it, buy it, find it, or give it away, this is the place to do it. It airs Monday through Friday morning at 10:20, immediately following the Baptist Hour. Join Tom Levine as he takes your calls and helps you find or sell those items that you can't live without or the ones just laying around your house that you may be able to make a couple bucks on. It's the Swap Shop each weekday morning on WFIW AM 1390.
Now time for a look at sports. College volleyball, Lincolnland tournament at 2 p.m. Frontier face Sac Valley, 4 p.m. Frontier face Columbus. Major League playoffs, American League Division Series Game 3 at 1:38. Houston Astros, Charlie Morton at Boston Red Sox, Rick Porcello, 6:38. Cleveland Indians, Carlos Carrasco, and New York Yankees, Marcelo Tanka. Yesterday's scores in the National League Division Series Game 2, Washington beats the Chicago Cubs 6-3. Los Angeles Dodgers beat Arizona 8-5. In the NHL, St. Louis wins over Dallas 4-2, as Chicago beats Columbus 5-1. Carolina beats Minnesota 5-4, as Washington beats Montreal 6-1. Pittsburgh pulls one out over Nashville 4-0, and the New York Islanders win over Buffalo 6-3. Florida wins over Tampa Bay 5-4, as Detroit goes to Ottawa and pulls out a victory 2-1. Toronto wins 8-5 over the New York Rangers, as New Jersey beats Colorado 4-1. That's a look at sports for today.
Hi, my name is Jesse Harrison. I'm a marketing specialist for the Original Company radio stations in Fairfield and Carmi. I'm interested in helping you and your business make more money. I will work closely with you, the business owner, to deliver effective marketing programs that will help your business and reputation. Call me, Jesse Harrison, at 842-2159 or email me at jesseharrison@originalcompany.com. I can't promise you a lot of things, but I can promise you this. I won't waste your time or your money.
Crude oil is at $43.75, unchanged since Friday. Freddie S. Vaughn Sr., 75, of Fairfield, passed away at 8 a.m. on Thursday, October 5th at his home. He was a lifetime gold card member of the local 150 International Union of Operating Engineers and was the owner of Vaughn Towing. Freddie was born on March 31, 1942, in White County to Pleasant and Geneva Gibbs Vaughn. He married Patsy Laird on November 19, 1960. Freddie is survived by his wife, Patsy Vaughn of Fairfield, sons Kevin, Deborah Vaughn of Chatsworth, Illinois, Patrick Jennifer Vaughn of Azle, Texas, and Freddie Jamie Vaughn, Jr. of Fairfield, daughters Terry Vaughn of Juliet and Julie Daniel Berg of Fairfield, 12 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren, brothers Donald, Gene Vaughn, and Tommy Dorothy Vaughn, both of Fairfield, and Joe Janice Vaughn of Manhattan, Illinois, sister Geneva Claffer of Fairfield, several nieces and nephews also survive. Freddie was preceded in death by his parents, 2 sisters, and 3 brothers. Funeral services will be at 11 a.m. Tuesday at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Monday, October 9th at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to the Cerebral Palsy Foundation. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of all the arrangements. Ruby J. Roosevelt, 89, of Albion, passed away at 8:55 a.m. Friday, October 6, 2017, at the Wabash Christian Village in Carmi. Ruby was a homemaker. She was a member of the Mount Zion Methodist Church at Albion and a member of the Edwards County Home Extension. She is survived by her husband, Quentin Roosevelt of Albion, 2 sons, Russell Roosevelt and wife, Susan, and Brian Roosevelt and wife, Stacy, both of Albion, 3 daughters, Linda Searby and husband, David of DuCoin, Carol Sample and husband, Ronnie of Ellery, and Kim Gibson of Newburgh, Indiana, 13 grandchildren and 15 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Ruby J. Roosevelt will be at 10 a.m. Tuesday, October 10th, at the Mount Zion Methodist Church at Albion with burial in Mount Zion Cemetery at Albion. Visitation will be 4 to 7 p.m. Monday, October 9th at the Ingram Funeral Home in Albion and from 9 a.m. until service time at the church on Tuesday. Memorials may be made to the Mount Zion Methodist Church and will be accepted at the Ingram Funeral Home in Albion. The Searby Funeral Home of DuCoin and Ingram Funeral Home of Albion are in charge of all the arrangements. Shirley Sue Hain, 81 of Fairfield, died at 10:40 a.m. Tuesday, October 2nd, at her home. She had been a bookkeeper. Shirley is survived by her husband, Joe Hain of Fairfield, son Jimmy Sanders of Roseland, Louisiana, daughters Linda Hurst of Kentwood, Louisiana, Renee Epperson of Willits, California, and Lydia Hislip of Kentwood, Louisiana. Several grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and a sister Betty Cade of Kentwood, Louisiana. Per Shirley's wishes, her body was donated to science and no service will be held. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home handled the arrangements. Wesley N. Sherrod, 77, passed away August 31, 2003, at his home in Urbandale, Iowa. Wesley is survived by 1 son, Richard Sherrod of Granger, Iowa, and 2 daughters, Cynthia Stone of Marion, Illinois, and Alta Murphy of Lawrence, Iowa. 4 grandchildren and 1 great-grandchild also survive. A graveside memorial service will be held Sunday, October 8th at 1 p.m., at the Hickory Hill Cemetery with Reverend Robert Sifride officiating. Those attending the service are asked to meet at the cemetery. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. Frona Mae Sherrod, 88, formerly of Broughton, passed away Monday, October 2nd at Kennybrook Village in Grimes, Iowa. Frona is survived by 1 son, Richard Sherrod of Granger, Iowa, and 2 daughters, Cynthia Stone of Marion, Illinois, and Alta Murphy of Lawrence, Iowa. 4 grandchildren and 1 great-grandchild also survive. A graveside memorial service for Frona Mae Sherrod will be held Sunday, October 8th at 1 p.m. at the Hickory Hill Cemetery with Reverend Robert Sifride officiating. those attending the service are asked to meet at the cemetery. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of all the arrangements. With WFIW Radio, I'm Justin Boland reporting.
The Fairfield Coin Club will be holding its 47th annual coin show and auction today at Northside Grade School. Doors open at 9 with door prizes and auction lots starting at 10. At 1, there'll be special awards and presentations. The fun continues at 1:30 with the penny stacking contest. 2 o'clock is the junior auction with the regular auction beginning at 2:30, and the raffle winners will be drawn at 3:30. It's the Fairfield Coin Club's 47th annual coin show and auction today. You do not want to miss the fun.
Listen weekdays after the 6:15 and 7:15 news for Community Connection on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your News Talk Connection. Each day, I'll be talking with people about upcoming events as well as community leaders. If you have an event you would like to talk about, you can get on the Community Connection by calling me, Tom Levine, at 842-2159. Community Connection, weekdays after the 6:15 and 7:15 news on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your News Talk Connection.
Now time for your classic hits forecast. Today, a 30% chance of showers, but partly sunny with a high near 77. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers, but mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 83. And tomorrow night, a 20% chance of showers, but partly cloudy with a low around 61. Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers, but partly sunny with a high near 81. And Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 75. We have your local news, weather, and sports for your classic hit station. We're WFIW 104.9 FM.
What you're about to experience is radio that goes beyond just playing some great music.